got an ASK to GET. You've got an ASK to GET. I remember when I was first getting started in my career some 25 years ago, and one of the training videos, or rather, the company I was working with had this whole suite of training videos, sort of this vault or treasure trove of videos that really seasoned professionals that have been doing it for a really long time, recorded themselves. They thought this is a really important idea, whatever. This is sort of their musings. And I come upon this and I just thought it was the greatest thing in the world, because I was selling life insurance 25 years ago. And these men and women that had made careers of it, as my grandfather had, they have the best ways of describing things. They've got amazing stories and anecdotes, and just they are so comfortable and confident and experienced talking about confusing things, intimidating, uncomfortable things, like you're going to die or you're going to become disabled and what will happen. And so it was really entertaining to watch these videos, and it's certainly instructive and a lot of value and very educational. But there was one gentleman, his name was Ron, and he was my favorite. And one of his videos, it just opened with Ron, who was this sort of whatever, just kind of picture what you might think he would look like. It just opens with, you got to ASK to GET. So you got to ask to get. And I will still say that. I'm saying it right now. And I bust that out all the time. And people kind of look at me funny until they sort of put it together. But you got to ASK to GET. You have to ask for what you want. And there's so many different reasons why that's true. You can get into sort of hippie, squishy stuff, or you need to make what you want known to the universe. And that's fine. There's probably a lot going on there. There's certainly a lot of neuroscience going on. But at the end of the day, if you want something and you don't ask for it, you're not going to get it. If you don't go meet the conditions that are required for you to obtain thing, you're not going to get it. And pretty obvious, yet I bet there are plenty of times in your life that you shied away from asking for something that you wanted. You just didn't do it. There's probably things that you're wishing that you had asked for. There's things you're probably right now knowing that you should be asking for that you have not done. I can vividly remember the first couple of times I was on an airplane, and I was a little kid, and the flight attendants would come along or come around, and they'd do the beverage service or whatever. And I would get like a quarter of a Coke, right? They take the plastic cup, they put some ice in it, they pop open the can of Coke, and they pour a little bit of it into the cup of ice and hand you the cup of ice or the cup of soda and take away the can. And every ounce of me wanted to ask for the entire can. But it took me forever to do it. It took me like three or four or five flights to go in and do this. And it wasn't like I was some international traveler. I'm flying out of the Duluth, Minnesota airport. It is an international airport because it flies to Canada. Thank you. But this is, we're talking once or twice a year. So one flight somewhere, a flight back, probably do that twice a year. You get four opportunities to ask, or four examples of failing to ask in my example. But when I finally did, very sheepishly, I might add, I got the whole can. And it was the best. I could still remember it. It makes me feel great right now. It's being handed the full can of pop back then. That's what we called it, was pop. Now I'm much more sophisticated and I refer to Coke as soda. So anyway, that is a whole another thing. None of it interesting. But you have to ask to get. You have to ask to get what you want. And there are, so that certainly carried with me. I don't know that I contribute finally asking for that soda to giving me the confidence and the wherewithal, temerity to just ask for what I want. But I'm extremely comfortable asking for what I want, but certainly there are still times in my life where I don't want to put anybody out. I don't want to be a burden. I don't want to bother people. So there's so many different reasons that we don't ask. And I hear about younger generations, I think maybe millennials, but certainly beyond millennials, that are not, they, for a variety of reasons and factors, do not possess the confidence, the interpersonal communication skills to ask for what they want. And that comes in the form of asking for a can of soda. That comes in the form of asking for a date. It comes in the form of asking for a raise. When you have all these people out there, and I believe that there are a lot of people out there lamenting that there aren't a lot of good X, Y, or Z's. There's just no good guys out there. There's just no good gals out there. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't think it is true, because I certainly know lots of really high quality people and lots of great guys and gals. And I know that there's a lot of great companies providing a lot of great careers and jobs. But we need to advocate for ourselves, because nobody is going to simply give you something because they notice that you are doing a great job or you're of immense value. No, it doesn't work that way. We have to ask. We have to put ourselves out there, identify what it is that we want, and then ask for what it is that we want. And then we let the chips fall where they may. I'm fascinated. I wonder, and I know the feeling of approaching a stranger and asking them for something. If it's a girl and asking her out on a date when I was a young man, certainly know that feeling. I know the feeling of asking somebody for a professional appointment. So can I sit down and tell you about the work that I do, whatever that is, asking for a sales call. I know those feelings. And so I also know that it can be really uncomfortable, and that's what stops us. But what I wanted to do today was break down what's really going on inside of our brains and our bodies when we are going through this process of, I see this thing and I either ask for it or I don't. What is going on there? Because I think that the more we understand ourselves and the more we have skills and information and knowledge, that obviously positions oneself to actually ask and get. Because again, you got to ask to get. So, and that's at least the first step. The first step is, okay, I understand how this works. I understand how to do the thing that I'm interested in doing. And now how do I actually put it into work or put it to work or put it into practice? That would be the next link in that chain. So here's how this process works. Is there's an identification of desire. So I recognize I want that thing. At that moment, our prefrontal cortex, our executive area of our brain, evaluates the thing. I want to go talk to that guy. I want to go talk to that girl. That piece of pizza looks pretty good to me. So what happens then is, the hippocampus, another part of our brain, it goes into the recesses. It goes into our memories. Last time I ate a piece of pizza, it was awesome. It was amazing. Yeah. Pizza's good. We like pizza, all parts of the brain. The amygdala taps that desire for pizza and says, this is important. This matters right here. And once that happens, then the dopamine begins to flow. It is anticipation married up with motivation, because this is a big move right here, because dopamine is released not when we get it, but when we think about it or we anticipate it. Okay, so we identify it, bounces around our noggins a little bit. Dopamine starts just pumping out, feels great. And that all takes place in the mesolimbic pathway, especially a place called the nucleus accumbens. So that's what produces that feeling of desire, drive, craving, the thing that you are wanting. I desire this thing. So you lean towards, start moving towards that thing. And that dopamine response is that biological green light. It's the checkered flag. It's let's go. It's what makes the thought sticky, motivating, and urgent. Gives that sense of urgency. So what is also happening is we are priming our body. So there's a physiological arousal. The dopamine kicks in. Brain releases dopamine. Body then follows. What happens? Heart rate goes up. Palms maybe start sweating a little bit. There's a mild sympathetic nervous system activation. Our attention sharpens. Our focus narrows. The reticular activating system in our brain prioritizes that piece of pizza or that whatever that thing is that you are now zeroing in on. Pupils dilate. That especially happens when there is a social or a sexual component to it. That's interesting, isn't it? And then hormonal shifts start happening in our body. Testosterone, adrenaline, cortisol begin to fluctuate depending on what the context is. Hunger is different than flirting, is different than ambition. That's how it's all working. And then we do this cost-benefit analysis. So we've gone through all of this. Should I pull the trigger? Should I leave the starting blocks? And then it goes back to our prefrontal cortex, which says, is this a safe thing? Is this going to be socially acceptable if I do this? What happens if it doesn't work? What happens if I get rejected? Whew. Is the juice really going to be worth the squeeze on this? Is it worth the effort? And obviously, that step right there, that's a big one. And that is what I suspect. I suspect those are the questions that are preventing our younger folks, our younger listeners, from doing the things and asking for the things that they really want. Is it safe? Is this socially acceptable? Will I get rejected? Is it worth the effort? Man, if you'd never got one on the internet, then you probably wouldn't go through a lot of this, would you? Is it socially acceptable? Well, my goodness. No, currently, if we're talking about asking somebody out on a date, I mean, think about where we used to meet so many of the people that we had relationships with. I met my wife at work. And think about that for a second. My wife is a female who works in human resources. Would I be able to approach her at work today in this environment? I don't know. I still would have, you know, this is that. Anyway, but I certainly understand the decision tree that we have to go through. And so from there, we either decide, yep, green light, go, or red light, stop. Are we actually going to do this? So if you do it, if you pursue that goal, you will, you could, stay motivated by dopamine peaks during the progress, not just the outcome. You will get the reward. And you will actually release opioids and serotonin, which creates satisfaction and pleasure. So you ASK, you get you GET, and you get the thing, but then you also get those good feelings. Those good feelings I got when I was sitting there with my full can of Coke on the airplane, just thinking like I was just the king of the world. Or what if I hadn't? If I went another trip, just drinking my quarter cup of Coke on the airplane, experiencing dopamine withdrawal, ruminating about what a dummy I am for not having asked, and just this sense of restless dissatisfaction. Yuck. Ugh. I did it again. I bailed out again. Yuck. But the real kicker is this loop. A loop, virtuous cycles versus vicious cycles. And that's probably what this big idea is right here, is unfulfilled desires loop. If the craving that you were going after isn't satisfied, it'll get stronger. And that's why marketers and social media, the people, addictive behavior experts, that's why you lean so heavily on dopamine anticipation, not fulfillment. So, isn't that interesting? So, they want to keep enticing you with that carrot, keep you in that loop. So, the danger is if you create that loop, it builds on itself. And if we don't ever find the conditions that are required to finally take action, to make that green light, to step on the gas, take that first action, approach the person, ask for the raise, whatever it is, then we're going to keep going through the dopamine withdrawal. And then we're going to seek the dopamine hit again. And then we get the withdrawal, and we get the hit again, and we get the withdrawal. So that is a very vicious cycle, one that I'm not interested in, and one that can certainly keep us trapped. Versus the opposite of, now that you sort of understand how that process works, where's the value? You recognize, okay, this is safe. What's the worst thing that's going to happen is the person's going to say no. My boss is going to tell me no. I can't afford to give you a raise right now. The flight attendant's going to say no. We don't have enough soda for everybody on the plane to get their own can. The boy or the girl is going to say, oh no, thank you for asking, but I have a boyfriend or a girlfriend already, or whatever. I have a partner already. But at least you asked and you showed yourself. You proved to yourself that you're somebody who can do that. And you will gather and take in new information. Maybe you were a little clumsy. Maybe you were too aggressive. Maybe you weren't aggressive enough. But da, 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 da. Who knows? Just gives you new information that you can take and add into your just learning, your arsenal. You will gain new abilities. You will gain confidence. You'll gain a little bit of grittiness. You'll learn to add a little bit of humor into these situations, a little bit of levity. You won't be so hard on yourself. And eventually, what'll happen is you will GET. They will say yes. There's no guarantees, but there are probabilities. I was going to say I guarantee it, but it's probably going to work out for you. If moving forward, you ask for what you want, you stand up for yourself, and you advocate for what it is that you want, you will form the habit of asking for what you want. Don't have to be rude. Don't have to be pushy. May I have that? May I have the full can of Coke? May I have more money because I'm doing a great job here. May I buy you a cup of coffee sometime? No, you may not. Okay. Have a nice day. No, you may not. Okay, great. Enjoy your summer. Whatever. No big deal. But the cost of not doing it is obviously you don't get the thing that you want. And that sucks because we all want more delicious Coke. We all want to have coffee with an interesting new person. And I think that we all want a little bit more money from the hard work that we're putting in. So, like Ron said, you got to ASK to GET. As always, do your part by doing your best.